I do vocal sound effects, you know, like horses galloping. Water gurgling. And explosions. Isn't that different? But I have an item in my car that keeps me occupied while I'm driving. And this is an amplifier under the dashboard, a microphone over the instrument panel, and a bullhorn loudspeaker mounted in front of the radiator behind the grill. Need I say more? Now, it's exactly what you're listening to right now. Can you imagine these sounds coming out of the front end of that car as I'm driving down the road? I have a town in Texas haunted. I do. Between Dallas and Houston, there's a little spot in the road. And every time I went through there, I made the sound of a train whistle, you know? I kept that up for 6 months. Raised a lot of confusion. They had no tracks in the town. I do these things. I'm a type. I'm the reason for birth control, really. Well, they can't stand more than one of you. But I do these things, and I get a big charge out of living and having fun, you know. I like to excite people. For instance, I'm driving down an expressway. There's a traffic jam. Somebody had sneezed. And there we were, lined up as far as you could see. So I said, well, why not entertain them? So I picked up the microphone, made like a horse braying and galloping right out of the front end of the car. About all you could hear for 2 miles down the outer drive in Chicago. Now, suppose you were sitting in front of me and heard that, what would you do? I know what they did. They got out of the car and looked at the horse. They did. I didn't have my sound system with me one night. I was in a bar. There was a bartender busy, you know, mixing drinks. You know, he's working. I was standing behind him. He didn't know me. Never saw me before. So what am I doing behind him while all the confusion and noise, he's mixing drinks, and I'm doing... Every time I do this, he'd set down the glass and look like... He kept stepping back. He thought there was a leak under that door. I kept it up. You know, he's mixing and set down the glass again. Minutes later, I had him on his hands and knees looking under that door. He had the manager over there. The manager says, what's the matter? And he says, I don't know, but there's a leak under there.